With Montana News, I'm Matt Blois. Greg Gianforte now has 5 more chances to appear in court to face a misdemeanor assault charge. Bozeman Daily Chronicle court reporter Whitney Burmes says Justice of the Peace Rick West today granted the extension request filed yesterday by Gianforte's defense team.
That's correct. He set an honor about date is what it's called. So he has until June 20th to appear in court. Justice Court holds open court dates Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So as of now, he can appear at any of those open court dates between now and the deadline that Judge West gave him of June 20th.
Gianforte had faced a deadline today to appear in Gallatin County Justice Court over allegations he attacked Guardian reporter Ben Jacobs on the evening before last month's special congressional election. Gianforte won Montana's lone congressional seat despite the allegations of the last-minute scuffle. Montana's special election results won't get certified until June 17th. Gianforte is expected to be sworn into office sometime after the certification. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is hosting a public meeting tonight about planning efforts for the National Bison Range. The service is preparing a comprehensive conservation plan and an environmental analysis for the range after announcing last month it will retain management. Last year, the Obama administration proposed handing over management to the Bureau of Indian Affairs. The BIA would then transfer local control to the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes. Now the Fish and Wildlife Service says it will not pursue that plan. Tonight's meeting is from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Kalispell Public Library. The meeting will follow an open house format with a brief presentation at 6 p.m.
I'm Rachel Kramer.
And I'm Nate Hedgie. Montana wildlife officials say the way they count wolves is too expensive and falls far short of an actual population estimate, so they plan to switch to a model that uses information gathered from hunters. Conservationists say they want to learn more about the new plan.
Nathan Lance, a wolf management specialist with Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, says in the early years, wolves were counted by biologists from vehicles or helicopters. They were
literally counting wet noses on the ground.
That wasn't too hard to do when there were only about 75 wolves in the state. But last year, the minimum count was 477. Lance says he's in favor of swapping out the boots-on-the-ground style of counting with a model that uses hunter sightings to help map areas occupied by wolves.
These type of models do give us a better feeling, especially as your populations start to expand in the state.
Under the old model, Montana primarily relied on wolf counts by its 6 wolf specialists across the state. But federal funding that helped pay for the specialists' annual counts ended last year.
The new model typically puts wolf numbers much higher than the old method of counting each wolf by sight.
We did know there were more wolves on the ground. We said there was more wolves.
Ranchers and hunters in the state have contended for years that the wolf population is too high and threatens livestock and elk populations. And wolves were ultimately delisted by Congress in 2011.
Aaron Edge is a representative for Defenders of Wildlife. They promote wolf recovery in the Northern Rockies.
We're still combing through information released at the commission meeting today, and so we don't really have a formal position on the model that they're going with at this time.
The change is expected to go into effect within the next 3 years.
State officials have approved an Idaho utility company's plan to close a coal-fired power plant in Nevada about 10 years sooner than planned and raise monthly bills for customers. The Idaho Public Utilities Commission announced Monday a settlement with Idaho Power to close the North Valmy Generating Station near Valmy, Nevada by 2025. The average Idaho Power residential customer in southern Idaho will see an increase of about $1.20 per month. The company is seeking a similar agreement for its eastern Oregon customers. The increased rates will allow Idaho Power to recover depreciation costs based on the shorter lifespan of the power plant. Idaho Power says closing the plant early will save customers money. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke said today he is ordering a review of federal efforts to conserve the imperiled sage-grouse. Zinke says he wants to ensure that officials in 11 western states where the bird lives are fully consulted. Zinke announced a 60-day review of a sweeping 2015 conservation plan put in place by the Obama administration. The plan set land use policies across the popular game bird's range that were intended to keep it off the endangered species list. The plan was backed by more than $750 million in commitments from the government and outside groups to conserve the land and restore the bird's range, which extends from California to the Dakotas. Even so, the plan drew criticism from opposite ends of the political spectrum. Environmental groups complained it was riddled with loopholes and would not do enough to protect the bird from extinction. Mining companies, ranchers, and officials in Utah, Idaho, and Nevada argued that the Obama administration's actions would impede oil and gas drilling and other economic development. Zinke said he has received complaints from several Western governors that the Obama administration ignored or minimized their concerns as the plan was developed. Zinke said several Republican governors would prefer that the plan give them more flexibility and rely less on habitat preservation and more on the number of birds in a particular state. Democratic Governor John Hickenlooper of Colorado and Republican Governor Matt Mead of Wyoming told Zinke they oppose changing from a habitat management model to one that sets population objectives for the states. Hickenlooper and Mead co-chair a federal-state sage-grouse task force that worked to develop the 2015 plan. Zinke's order calls for officials to evaluate both the federal sage-grouse plan and state plans and programs to ensure they are complementary. A report is due in early August. I'm Matt Blois, Montana Public Radio.